let's discuss the discussion forums, eh? The discussion forums were designed to replace the interaction available in the face-to-face classroom settings. We currently have 5 discussion forums, but there may be more, I'm not sure. Each student will be required to create at least 1 thread per discussion forum. That means you start your own conversation. And then you're going to post at least 2 replies for each discussion forum to other students' threads. So that's a total of 3 posts per discussion forum. I mean, feel free to post more than 3, but we need you to do at least 3. And we're being graded on this. Why? Because we're told it has to be done. I'll discuss the history of discussion forums and how students have reacted to them later on. So we'd like you to have at least 1 paragraph, at least 3 sentences. Feel free to do more, but please know, I agree, or nice post. It makes sense, right? And create your own thread by Thursday. Look at the we'll get to the bottom of the document. You'll see that I have a little place for you to put a check mark on your creating your own thread by Thursday, and so that gives your fellow students enough time to answer by Saturday when the forum is due. All right, so 3 posts per discussion forum. Create your own thread. Start your own conversation, and then respond to at least two of your fellow students, although feel free to post more than that. Now, when responding to a student's thread, please remember to be civil and constructive. There's a whole section in the long format syllabus called netiquette, which basically just means, be civil. Use common courtesy. One of the organizations that is highly recommended for everyone is called Toastmasters International. And they help people learn how to speak in public, which is something that people say they're more afraid of than death. Right? They have this wonderful system called the sandwich feedback. When you're giving constructive criticism to someone, you respond with 3 points. The first and the third points emphasize one or more of the strengths of the person's offering. These are the 2 pieces of the sandwich, right? And the second post is the point that discusses one or more of the weaknesses of the person's offerings and how they should be improved upon. So this is the delicate part between the 2 pieces of bread. Does that make sense? I don't know. But it works. It works. I have been involved with Toastmasters for many years. Not so much lately. I'm too darn busy. When I retire, I'll get back involved with it. But it is a highly effective organization. And the techniques that they impart and utilize and teach you are able to give you the confidence to speak publicly and improve your speaking. And that is a very important skill, especially in the business world, folks, but in all walks of life. Now, there's another forum called the Strength to Go On Bar and Grill, and that's not part of the assignment, but that's when you are ready to throw the computer through the window, drop the class, throw yourself out the window yourself along with the computer, kick your dog or whatever. So if you are ready to go screaming into the night, post on the Strength to Go On Bar and Grill, and I'll reply as quickly as possible. Plus, you have fellow students who could reply, and those students will get special, extra special bonus points, which aren't really worth anything, but they'll make me very happy, and isn't that a reward enough? Okay, so here are the 5. Here are the 5 discussion forums, and I labeled them after restaurants. I don't know why. I thought it would be cute. You know, you got the Strength to Go On Bar and Grill, the Short Term Snack Shack, the Les Maisons de Mutual Funds, the Stock Steakhouse, the Bond Beanery, and the Allocation Ale House. And I apologize. My jokes are really bad, but they're part of who I am. Okay, now let's talk openly about the discussion forums. You see, I'm sorry, put a little check mark when you've created your thread, and then two check marks for your replies. And you do the thread by Thursday, start your thread by Thursday, and then reply by Saturday. Okay, let's talk openly about discussion forums. Okay, at first, one of my previous administrators who's long gone, we were supposed to make the post required. And students felt at a loss completely. And some of them just refused. They refused to write anything. They just felt that the material was so new to them that they had a lot of difficulty writing anything. Okay, so we made the post optionals. Well, that was even worse, right? There were only a handful of students that would actually comment. Everybody else was just, oh, I'm not interested. So, what can we say? I wanted to get rid of them. But along comes the accreditation team. And they say the students must post or we will lose our accreditation. So guess what? You have to post. But don't worry. Don't worry about being perfect. Don't worry about saying something stupid. Don't worry what others think of you. Remember, they can't see you, right? It's all anonymous, basically. We ask you to put a picture, but you can't tell what the person looks like from those pictures. They're so small. So just write what you think, write what you feel. If you are completely at a loss for any kind of discussion or any kind of thing, say it. Say, I really don't know what I'm talking about here. I'm just getting started like everybody else. And you'll not be alone. You'll not be alone. Investing is a lifelong process. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And you are just taking your first baby steps. And so we're very proud of you. But at the same time, we want you to say anything, whatever it is you... Of course, if you do have some prior experience, we'd love to hear about it. That would be really cool, too. So here is the discussion forum and with all its warts and problems. But it's what we have, and we hope you actually enjoy and learn from your fellow students. See ya!